Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Tuesday, October 11th, 2011. Jesus calls us to be pure inside and out. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. So all this week we have different aspects of Mary and Elizabeth. Yesterday we had Zechariah in the temple talking to the angel Gabriel about the coming birth of the child they had longed for. Today we have the proclamation of that same angel, Gabriel, to the virgin, prophesied in Isaiah, in Mary. And she says, yes. Tomorrow we'll have Mary visit Elizabeth, and Elizabeth recognize Mary as the mother of the Lord. On Thursday, we have the Magnificat, Mary's proclamation of praise in recognition of the truth that Elizabeth speaks to her. And then on Friday, we have the birth of John the Baptist with Elizabeth. And Saturday morning, just before Christmas, we have the proclamation or the hymn of praise sung by Zechariah when he gets his voice back after the birth of his son, John. Elizabeth could be called the midwife of this last week of Advent. All of these stories around her and the coming of children and new life and the long waiting. Advent, a season of waiting, a longing for a child. Today we have a challenge, though, in our fourth hearing of this section of Luke's Gospel about Mary and the angel Gabriel. Certainly we've learned that we need to say yes to God when he asks us to do something. But are we willing to say yes to that slow process of bringing something to birth? I don't know that I am. I want to get stuff done today. It's been so frustrating having to move between here and Petersburg because I get started on a project and then I leave. And do I clean all everything up or do I just leave it a mess when I leave? It depends on how much energy I've got. But I want to get stuff done. And Elizabeth and Mary are teaching us it takes a long time. Not just the 9 months of the child in the womb, right? But then Elizabeth and Mary had to nurse and cajole and nurture their sons until they were in their teens, in their 20s. Jesus didn't leave home until he was in his 30s. For any of you with adult children at home, right? Are we willing to take the long view of bringing about God's kingdom? The long view of saying yes to God's coming in our life? Sure, Mary and Elizabeth said yes to the coming of their children. They said yes to the nurturing of that child in their womb. But it certainly wasn't done after Jesus was born. Nor will our life as Christians be done after Christmas, right? We take all the decorations down, we put the tree out on the curb or in the wood pile, and we think we're done with Christmas. But we can't be. Because Christ takes a long time to grow in full stature in our person. Let's allow Mary and Elizabeth to intercede for us, that we would be able to see that long view and allow Christ to grow slowly in us, therefore truly welcoming him as God with us, Emmanuel.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.